Welcome back to the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji. I'm Randy Carricker, and it's time to shine our senior spotlight on Pattonville multi-sport star Kobe Allen. Kobe, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How's everything going?
It's going. Not much going on.
No.
What an interesting turn, and obviously it's our whole world that is impacted, but one of the main reasons we want to do this, because senior year is a special year, whether it's senior year of high school or senior year of college, you have certain things you look forward to, whether it's finishing up athletic seasons, or it's prom, or it's graduation. So with all those things considered, man, how are you staying busy? How are you handling it?
It was a big bummer. I had high hopes for this season, and then I may not have a summer season too. That's still in talks, but I've been trying to stay busy. I've been trying to stay in shape, which is a little more difficult without having access to the weight room. But we do what we can.
It's difficult to do what you can, I know, because a lot of times you're probably used to working out with teammates and to doing activities with teammates and such, and now it's more difficult to do it that way. So how exactly are you managing to try and keep things as normal as you possibly can?
Some of my buddies will go out and we try to set up dates and we'll do some long toss on open fields if we can get some. BP, we try and do that as much as possible. My friend has a cage in his backyard, so we've been utilizing that, and then just tee work.
Kobe, you played football, you played baseball, and this year you had a couple of weeks of track. Of the three sports, what was your favorite and why?
I enjoy playing baseball the most, but I'll always have a heart for football. Just that's sort of my first sport that I really got invested into and spent a lot of time on.
All right, so I got to know, so you lettered in football and baseball, and if I have my information correct, just this year you decided, what the heck, I'm going to go out for track and field, and you started throwing the javelin, dude? What struck you and what made you want to do this?
Yeah, so before I started to decide to throw the javelin, I pulled down 93 with the baseball. And I guess the track coach got bored and he tried recruiting me. And I figured I'll go out and I'll give it a shot. I got nothing to lose. And, on the sixth day of practice with no run-up, I was 10 yards, 30 feet away from breaking the school record.
Wow.
So okay. Break it down. I know about throwing a baseball, and I understand the physics behind that. And it's a whole body movement. Is it very, very similar to a javelin throw?
Yeah, so the main difference is just the launch angle. It's more of throwing a football in that instance when it's a higher release point.
All right.
But the actual, the torque and the arm motion is very similar.
So does it help you in baseball, do you think?
Yeah, 100%. I think any throwing helps baseball, especially football, especially since javelin, you're throwing something heavier. So it's going to strengthen your arm more.
And you mentioned that you were throwing 93. What were you throwing in addition to that 93-mile-an-hour heater?
I play outfield, so...
Oh, okay.
That's it.
that's great, though. And with baseball, we read that one of your coaches, Coach Earl Green of the St. Louis Sting, said that you're one of the hardest-working players. You mentioned that you're a self-starter. Where did that come from, your ability to push yourself?
I think it started... I was always undersized as a kid. I think freshman year I was 5'3", 106 pounds. So when you grow up with that kind of size, you have to utilize what you can, and you have to work harder for what you have to get to.
Are you that way? Go ahead.
So then when I got the size, I really didn't grow until junior year, and I'm sort of just now getting to where I think I'm supposed to be. So I guess that's where it started, is just having to work harder to get where other people were.
And how big are you now?
I'm currently about 5'10", 180 pounds.
All right, and you're going to take that to college and probably grow a little bit more. I was going to ask if that intensity transfers to the classroom too. Are you somebody who pushes yourself hard academically?
Yeah, so I think academics is very important. I'm graduating, my cumulative is a 3.5, my weight is a 3.8.
Yeah, that's better than mine.
Yeah, that's the I mean, it's and you're doing activities and stuff on top of it, so it's pretty impressive. You know, we talk to a lot of people about, and actually, I think it's more important in baseball than a lot of the other sports, especially if you're like a pitcher or something. But to play multiple sports, you know, you hear coaches say all the time, and professional coaches that would wish their baseball players would have played multiple sports instead of specializing. Was that something that was taught to you, or is it just something you wanted to do, that you wanted to play multiple sports and not just focus on one?
As a kid, I wanted to play multiple sports, but when you start growing up, you can't play five sports a year. You just don't have the time to. So you have to start narrowing it down a little bit. But yeah, I think playing multiple sports can always help, because baseball, I mean, you have to be athletic to play baseball, but when you compare baseball to sports such as like basketball is one and football, the movements are different. And there's definitely a certain different athletic ability that takes in with each one. So when you try to branch out and you do more, then yeah, it definitely helps.
I totally agree with that. I like that. Now tell us about Westminster, because I mean that's where you're heading now for college, going to pursue your education, going to play baseball there. So how'd you pick Westminster?
Mainly, I really like the coach. So the big thing that stood out is when I went on my visit, the coach was the one that gave me the tour. That was a big one. It wasn't just a stop, or he didn't just stop and say hi or had a conversation. He showed me around the whole place. It was one-on-one. So that meant a lot. And then just the area worked out for me at the time.
And we know you're going to play baseball there. What about your major? Have you decided yet?
Yeah, so my plan is to major in business and economics.
And you'll do
and
great.
And then we'll go on from there and hopefully maybe dabble in real estate.
So also, this was something I've been thinking about the entire time. You're about the age where Kobe Bryant would have first come into basketball at a professional level, and he would have been in for a couple of years, I think. Is that where you got your name?
Sadly, I wish I could say I was named after Kobe Bryant, but no. Apparently, my mom named me after some soccer player and then realized she spelled his name differently. So it was a good accident.
But it was still sports-related, yeah, which is kind of interesting.
Who was a soccer player?
Kobe Jones.
Oh, Kobe Jones, yeah. All right, yeah, perfect.
Okay, and he was C-O-B-Y, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was a good accident. I'm glad that it ended up being K-O-B-E.
Yeah, he was on the Olympic team, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
That's cool.
Well, yeah, but I think it all worked out great, though. And people, do they ask you that a lot?
Yeah, so typically I have to repeat, because I don't know, they always think I say Cody or Colby. And they never think it's Kobe, so I have to normally repeat that once or twice. But, yeah, I get asked all the time on whether I'm named after him.
Well, Kobe, it's been great having you with us in the Senior Spotlight here on 101 ESPN. Congratulations on your success at Pattonville, and good luck at Westminster.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.